Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition. Part two. Yes, the remix.
Numero dos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got to do the Spanish work if we're doing Spanish. Es dos.
Numero dos.
Que hora es?
Two, please. I think it's 4 o'clock.
What did the ice cream lady tell me? Whatever.
Con queso?
Con queso. Con queso?
Con queso?
No queso. No.
Yeah. I don't want BGs. I just want the chili and the Fritos, not the cheese. She was the best though.
She came back.
No, she just kept adding more cheese.
And then
you said no cheese, so she thought you said more cheese.
Yeah.
No cheese. More cheese. Huh? That sound the same?
I loved when Nam looked in the bag though, whatever and shit, and he just said, "Where are your chips at?"
I remember when she gave the bag, I could see like there was a little opening.
Yeah.
There was a little opening, I could kind of see the chili and the cheese on it.
Yeah.
And then you said no cheese.
She gave me the bag back.
Then she gave
me
the bag back, and there was mo cheese. That was just all cheese.
Yeah.
I said, "Wait, no, he don't want no cheese." And
I didn't see no more chili. I didn't see no more chips. All I saw was just a bag, and it was. All you saw was the grease on the side and the cheese in the middle. It was just like,
"That's a damn." Ouch. Thank God I'm at home.
What now? But when you guys, you and our other good buddy Nam there, when you guys were helping me move, I feel like almost 80% of that was eating and 20% of it was moving. Because remember, we went to IKEA too, and then we started eating meatballs and shit too.
Yeah, that's right. We got meatballs and we bought Dom's bed or like this little food
truck and then remember not only that though too Nam brought them sandwiches earlier the little was it Vietnamese sandwiches
sandwiches.
And then we ate one of those and then Nam's looking at me and was just like, "You don't want half of this one?" I was like, "Hell no, nah, man, I wasn't even hungry when you brought these motherfuckers."
it was a good day but hey, you could say it was like a mixed bag. We worked,
the meatballs were good
and though. Then we ate, you know.
Oh.
We always, you know, we worked, ate, you know, we rationed it out.
And then Nam was talking shit about the IKEA thing. He's just like, "They ain't got no fucking brownies here." He's like, "Fuck this IKEA." He said, "Fuck this IKEA."
It's just funny that how we walked through that entire IKEA.
Yeah.
Looking for that one thing. And sure enough, as we get downstairs where all the stuff's at, it's right when we get down there.
Yeah.
Bam, right there. Like, God dang, it was right there. Shit.
Wow.
We didn't have to search for it. We didn't have to go no aisle, no number, no none of that shit. It was right the fuck there.
Those were the moments there that helped create the... By the way, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm just that guy.
That's the godfather of that guy.
I'm just that guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
He's not the godfather of many things. He's just the godfather of...
That guy.
And I'm not even going to put you in the description. I'm going to put that guy.
That guy. You know? Yeah. People ask me like, "Oh, you're the shit." No, I try. Now, I don't want to be too cocky and say I am, but I try. You
know? I think only the people that says that is the people at the room.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Everyone that says that. Oh, and all of our boyfriends over there, too.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's only...
The many of loves have come and gone. Yeah. Are you with him? Huh?
Huh? Ooh, what? Hey, you know, I love...
Yeah, whenever, we came together, but we don't come together.
I love whenever, a gay dude hits on one of us at the place, whatever, and then they think that we're together. I love the fact that, like, we can never hear them on the first turn because it's so loud. Yeah. And then
that?
We go like, "Huh? What?" And then they're like, Oh, you too. Oh, you too. Okay. And then that's when we finally catches on. Like, "Wait, hell, hold on.
Wait.
Back here.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Remember that one little short Asian dude that was trying to hit on me?
He loved you.
And he kept fucking elbowing my ass. Yeah. And I was
he was trying to get your attention every which way possible.
But remember, he had like that group of homegirls too. And then finally, when he turned around, and that's when you came back in a circle. And then he turned around. He's like, "Oh, you too." And then...
No, because that was like that moment we both looked at each other.
Yeah.
And then he saw us looking at each other.
Yeah.
And maybe the way that we were looking at each other, he's like, "Oh, you're so adorable."
He said, "Oh, you too." No one. And then he turned around. He's like, "Girls, what are this? The black one ain't paying attention to me," whatever and stuff. They got a finger. And I looked. I was like,
"What the fuck?"
Wait a minute. Don't tell them girls.
Yeah, they were pretty fly too. Yes.
Like, damn. It was like six of them too, and I was just like, oh.
Damn, gay homie.
He just killed all. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. He just killed my vibe.
God damn.
Oh, but he's a hater. Hater, right? I mean,
I'm going to fuck up. If they ain't going to get put out and give me none, I ain't going to make sure they get none.
Well, at least he ain't as bad as the Black Drake that comes in there with the scarf around his neck.
Oh, you mean...
Not even the scarf, the bandana.
Oh, you mean...
Rosebud.
You mean... So, Washington Crystal guy?
Yeah.
Mr. Bedazzle?
Remember that time he tried to battle dance you, whatever and stuff?
When he did the one-handed floss?
It was like shit. he thought he was getting down, too.
Well, if you got something wrong, you got a cramp or something? Like, what?
Pretty bad what an eight-year-old can do.
It kind of like, you know, that John Cena, you can't see me?
Yeah.
But he just put his hand down and did it, like, near his crotch.
I thought he was having a stroke.
Yeah, I was like, yo, you need some water. Can you stick your tongue out? Like, turn left. Can you turn left? Okay, you're fine.
So usually, before me and you go out dancing, we don't eat because we know that's a recipe for disaster.
We've had that happen many times.
And we've realized that that's a terrible idea and we should never, ever do that again. Well, this is probably the first time.
If we eat, we eat very, very minimal.
Like French fries.
Exactly.
That's about it.
Small, you know?
Just French fries or whatever.
So, like a bag of chips or something.
Not even that. Just French fries. Whatever. Just McDonald's French fries. Whatever. Here you go. That's about it. Yeah. Eat these two right here.
If we're feeling a little adventurous, we get the super-sized ones.
Yeah.
But generally, we just get the regular ones.
Now, when we go and we're going to feel adventurous or whatever, we're going to be pouring some Old Van Winkle Corazon Expresiones or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that's super hype right now. Ooh. Yeah. We took a little break in between. We just ate some Wingstop right now or whatever. And this is probably the first time we've ever recorded before eating.
I know.
And now, I'm going to tell you, I'm about to pull out a butt baby soon, whatever.
Oh,
you know?
Oh man.
Yeah.
Butt baby.
But before we do that though, this is part dos.
Numero dos.
Of Sábado Gigante. Oh, yes.
Yeah, it could be, but actually.
Should I just call this Sábado Gigante? Call this show Sábado Gigante presents Corazón Expresiones.
just tell people we did it on Saturday.
I should post it on a Saturday.
Post it on Saturday.
Yeah.
But doesn't this shit come on Monday? What?
Well, since this is part two, whatever, I am going to probably release it sometime, but whatever. I'm going to Sábado Gigante presents Corazón Expresiones with JB and that guy.
That guy.
You could be the little midget guy that always comes out. You can't say midget. Oh, sorry. Little people. Sorry. Yes, I don't want to offend the midget community. I mean the little people community.
Inclinedly challenge people.
Yeah. Because you know how they get. Yeah, they'll meet you in the dick.
Yeah, they're also part of the letter people.
The alphabet people. That's right. Yeah, I think I wrote that on one of the descriptions.
Yeah,
when I wrote the alphabet. I was like, that's gonna give me shit.
Yeah.
But today, what we have here on part two is we have the BTAC lineup.
Y'all even know there's four beautiful bottles sitting right here. Four of them.
Yeah, so we got the Sazerac Rye, the Thomas H. Handy Sazerac, the George T. Stagg, and the Neha William LaRue.
I'm about to get handy with Mr. Handy.
I'm about to get handy on my stag. Fuck a swag. I got a stag. You know?
I'm going to Sazerac that shit.
Ooh. And then we going to William LaRue Reller that shit. Like
LaRue.
Like
LaRue is on fire. It's going down my throat. Oh, it's hot like fire.
I'm going to treat it like it's 1917 with this LaRue Weller here, you know. Only one we've had so far out of this one was the George T. Stagg.
Delicious.
It's a delicious one. This is the one I got from Cork. And they didn't write shit on that bottle, which I was just like, yep, we're going to open you then.
because that looks a little suspect.
Yeah, the other one I have, that one is only, it's bottle number 54, I think.
Oh, the other GTS has a label on it?
I got some the other ones that we had open, there's some lower bottle numbers. Like one of them, I think the other one we have, is number 34 or something.
Damn!
38 or whatever. I was like, damn, I feel special. Hercules, thank you, whatever. Yeah. What's that? That song that we be flexing, whatever. Be like, oh, bitch, I got, bitch, I'm super. I can't remember now. We don't keep up with today's rap. We just dance to it. Anyway, though,
that Drake song has got to be a Drake song, some shit.
Nah, it might be. It's probably Drake. It's always a fucking Drake song.
It's a Drake song, or.
Yeah, I think it's what's that girl's name? Cardi B.
Cardi B, or like Lil Xanax, or Lil Opioids.
The fuck is Lil Xanax?
Opioids.
We finally heard some Lizzo.
Oh, that's right.
And you was just like, this shit sounds terrible.
Okay, hate me for all you want, people. But I looked at my man and said, is this the fat bitch? And then you looked at me, and you know, you just shook your head.
I said, yes.
Yeah. You did the, mm-hmm.
I said, it sucks.
Okay.
She's terrible.
I was like, damn, isn't this a Target commercial?
Isn't that
like,
awesome?
Commercial or
isn't that shit? Awesome how, like, if you was to say, like, oh, is that fat chick or whatever and stuff, people would be like,
how fucking dare you?
But if she was, like, a skinny little anorexic, they'd be like, well, she is kind of skinny now. See, it's like Chris Rock said, it's a time and place to make fun of things, whatever. But and when you big, you can't make fun of big people. That's just evil. But right. If you skinny or whatever shit, yo, skinny looking anorexic bitch, hope fucking tidal wave come and sweep your ass.
She's also part of the alphabet people.
Hey, okay. Honestly, she kind of is, where she's part of the letter F.
Yeah, she's part of the F, the F community, you know?
If you, trust me, if you're proud of being fat, you won't care if somebody's making fun of you.
Look. I trade places with her any day. She got money. She got fame.
And people want to fuck her.
Exactly.
I ain't got either one of those.
Yeah, I'm poor, broke, skinny, and nobody want to fuck me.
Yeah.
So, see?
Except for the dudes that go to the...
that's right. Except for the dudes there. The random dudes that just be coming up like, what up? Like, nah, fool.
It's like they like they be like, oh, he could dance. I mean, he could fuck me in my ass.
No.
He got rhythm, girl. Yeah,
maybe if I was doing life, I'm never gonna see fucking freedom.
He got rhythm, girl. Yeah, like if he was doing life and never saw freedom, whatever stuff, I'm sure you could cuddle up with the warrior. Booty warrior.
I like you. I want
you. You think he gets tired of the same booty, though?
No.
Like you think, like, he's like, look, I already had you three times now, whatever stuff. It's time to move on to the next booty.
No, because if you think about it, okay. I think if he lets it heal, right, or the spokes, you know, mm-hmm. heal, mm-hmm. And then it clots up and mm-hmm. then it creates new skin. There's mm-hmm. scar tissue. Pops that thing again. Good as new.
I wonder what
like it's been never been touched before.
I wonder what his freedom looks like or whatever. Like you're just like he tried some woman butt and then he was just like it ain't the same.
But what if all the shit he was saying, right?
It's just prison talk.
It's prison talk. Yeah. But, no, but in real life, he's the one that's actually taking it. Not taking it, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. He is taking it. Yeah. He's definitely taking it without a doubt, whatever. And he's just like, he gets all refined. I never knew what I thought about this in prison. It's not as great as I thought it was, whatever. Like, you know. But either way, though, let's go ahead. Let's enough of this chit-chat. Enough of this chit-chat right here.
Let's get into it. Yeah. Let's get right into it.
To quote R. Kelly, stick your key in my ignition, that guy, and let's do it.
Yes. Like the buffet.
The buffet album, the buffet tour. Well, this is the Expresiones tour.
Let's get on it.
Yeah,
man. I hear people on that you know, the intro to the buffet album. Best fucking intro ever. If people never heard that, y'all need to go and hear that because
it's the creepiest shit ever.
It's gotta be the most diabolical shit I've ever heard. That was actually released to the public.
On an album.
And I think we played it once before on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And my goodness.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Can we start with hors d'oeuvres? What?
Who?
Now, you know, if that was any other motherfucker, by the way, they'd have been like, oh, that's creepy motherfucker. But since it was R. Kelly. Them comment section was like, man, he's so sexy. I was like, what? Yeah. What
part of the... Girl, my panties came off halfway through it. Uh-huh.
I was like, bruh. What part of this, like, did you get wet on? Whatever. Was it when he started slurping?
Yeah, when he did it.
Or then when he say, cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
That need to be a sound clip on this show, whatever. Cheers.
You should have one of those little soundboards, you just a little button.
I do have a soundboard,
yeah,
actually.
You know, like homeboy on like whatever, CNBC, he does that. Messaging, where he just hits random buttons that has different sounds and shit.
Yeah, I do have one of those. Yeah. Like, I hook it up or whatever and stuff and put it on. Because matter of fact, mind you, he calls that intro on his album The Poem.
The Poem?
He wrote that.
Damn.
That's some diabolical shit, isn't it, though? Like it is.
Shall we start with hors d'oeuvres? I can tell your body's been lacking the platter of satisfaction your body deserves. We have reservations.
You got these fake
and I'm so glad that we're here. I can tell. Because I'll be toasting your juices all night like, cheers. See, you need someone who understands you have a delicate palate. Let me cater to you while indulging in my own bad eating habits. It's a celebration, and you're the cream of the crop. Let me...
Whoa. Oh.
And I promise I won't leave a drop.
God damn.
Hey, next time you hit on some girl, I want you to tell her, girl, you the cream of the crop. And let me... Until every last drop. Because you got to put that last drop.
Yeah.
Because this is... The last drop.
Hey, look at that, R. Kelly. Thanks for the segue.
Oh my god.
Awesome plug.
I gotta change the name.
I know. Wait, are you guys associated with R. Kelly?
No,
he just happened to say the phrase.
This is just the appetizer. By the time I reached dessert, a climax couldn't get no higher. A leg couldn't shake no harder. We going at it. So crazy. This love so tasty. I'm talking my jelly in your pastry. See, baby, I got every need, every want, every craving you seek. I'll be going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper until it tastes sweet. This is all you can eat from steak to sorbet. Welcome to the buffet.
He said that he will make lemons taste sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah. From steak to sorbet.
That motherfucker can't even spell sorbet. Yeah.
Welcome to the buffet.
Welcome to the last drop. Good. I gotta edit that for him and just put like last drop.
Yeah. Welcome to the last drop.
Last drop.
Yeah. I'm gonna eat you like the last drop.
Last drop.
Yeah. I'm gonna make lemons taste sweet like last the last drop.
Lemons taste like last drop.
Yeah. My name is R. Kelly. Last drop.
Instead of like, hey, instead of ladies, it'd be like, hi, JB and that guy.
Yeah.
This is
the last drop.
The last drop. We're drinking tequila.
Oh, the last drop.
Just gonna heavily edit that shit with her. Let's go ahead and pop this thing though, like Christina Milian would do.
Pop that thing. Oh, it's got that fake cork too. Yeah. Ooh. It's like a decent butt plug for one of them like freaky deaky buttholes.
Like if you stick a gerbil up your ass, you should put that after it. That way the gerbil can't get out.
Oh man,
scratching.
Did you see like those random like posts and videos of people
put gerbils up there?
Well, whatever, no, they have like the site where they have like these people that put like what they got cock fucked with shit in the ass. Like some dude put pineapple on his ass. Some dude put like beads and all this and shit. It was some weird shit. Literally weird shit.
Hey, you never put a pineapple up your ass?
No, man.
Oh,
no. Pineapple just comes out of my ass when I eat it. Delicious.
If you feeling tropical, then I suggest you stick a pineapple up your ass because, man, I tell you what. So we opened up the Sazerac Raw here. We got bottle number 210 out of barrel number 13,046, dated, bottled on 2019, 325.
Wow, this is, damn, it's fucking current. That's quite shocking.
Oh, yeah, it's very current. All right, so, kind of reminds me of the first Buffalo Trace in the smell.
Yeah.
Very light, mellow.
You can smell it.
It looks really fucking clear, though.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have that yellow like the bottles part one did.
Yeah, it looks like
look like a urine sample.
Yeah, like exactly.
Yeah, look like R. Kelly's urine sample or whatever. So.
R. Kelly's urine. Here we
could
go.
Could you imagine, like, after hearing that poem, though, whatever, could you say, all the only thing I got to say is that is, Kelly did that shit.
Come on, man. Didn't he get in trouble again?
Yes. Yes. What'd you expect? Like when you think of because you know as a black man myself, I don't know if you noticed that or not. I got
really?
Yeah. I gotta defend my OJs and stuff like that, whatever. But when it comes to Kelly, I just look at it and go like, yeah, he did that shit. Yeah. Yeah. Let me go ahead and get my first sip here.
Well, you can feel this one. Oh, you can feel this one.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Well, that tastes completely different from
It's
almost like the Sazerac rye is mashing with the Anejo. The guava on there or whatever and stuff. Like, you taste like the guava, but the rye is just like having a combat. It's like getting a cancer cell in your system trying to fight your white blood cells or whatever shit. And they just, beating the shit out of each other.
Is it like a civil rights movement? Yeah. Just fighting each other?
It's like a civil rights movement after Friday when it would mean. Ooh, that shit hits the... Ooh, that shit hits right up in the teeth area. Yeah. Ooh.
Man. I can feel it.
Yeah.
I can feel it. It's making room with the chicken and the corn.
That's pretty fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
Better than the Buffalo Trace.
Oh, yeah.
I put it over the Buffalo... I don't know if I'd put it on the Van Winkle.
No.
Yeah, nah, yeah. But it's definitely better than the Buffalo Traces.
Because remember the first two Buffaloes, we didn't even feel anything.
No.
This off the top, I'm always feeling that burn around
here. And you know what it does? It hits you in your gums on the top of part or whatever. Like, I was like, ooh, it's turning right there. Whatever. Mm. That feels good. Man.
Ooh, I can feel it. If it was a cold night, boy.
Are you like The Weeknd right now? You feel it coming?
I think I do.
Yeah. I'll be your Daft Punk to your Weeknd. And yeah. I feel it coming. Yeah. I feel it coming, baby. All right.
That was
rye.
That was quite tasty.
I taste the taste on that one right there. Mm. Uh-huh. So next one right now, we're going to give each other a handy with the Thomas H. handy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, take your pants off.
Circle jerk.
Time to get comfortable.
Circle jerk.
Oh, my God. I feel it coming.
Yep. I'm waiting for the Dutch Rider.
Ooh. All right, so let's go ahead. Mind you, these are newly opened.
Yeah, we're
barely pulling the plastic off these.
It's like pulling the condom out of the wrapping.
Or
the
packaging. Yeah. And she's just looking at you, and she's just like, anytime now.
Oh, man, funny thing. See, we got condoms.
You had the same story happen to you last night?
Oh, no. Don't hate me. I watched the new Shaft.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to say, it was quite entertaining.
No, the fuck it was not. No, the fuck it was not. Okay, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Look, I had it on the background. Okay. I wasn't actually watching.
All right, yeah, anyway, moving on now. I didn't know the fuck it was not. Oh, here we go. I'm about to pop a thing.
Do it for me. Oh.
Do they all pop the same?
I think they all do.
That is like...
Because they all have this fake cork shit.
So well, no, only three of them has had that fake cork one. The Sazerac, this one, and one of the old 22.
Oh.
No, the regular Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
So, the rest of them, that's a real cork. It looked like a real cork. Yeah, that's a real cork.
Okay.
And then the Weller, that's definitely a real cork, too. Okay. So, and then the Van Winkle, that better be a fucking real cork. That Van Winkle cost $150. Shit, that better be a fucking real cork.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you hear that?
Yep.
That's R. Kelly's thirst. Look. That's him starting. I taste it. I feel it.
No, that's him giving all his ladies down in the dungeon.
Some free time.
Their daily serving of Jesus juice.
Jesus juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he gets from Kanye.
Yeah.
And he's like,
Come get this Jesus juice.
Get this Jesus juice. Taste the taste, baby.
Time to get my handy on.
Mm. So
we Mr. just pulled, Thomas Handy.
So we just pulled the Thomas H. Handy. Bottle number 124 out of 12,973 number barrel. Also the same date, actually, 325-2019.
Oh.
So,
isn't there? Does it smell like money?
It smells sweeter and cornier.
Yeah.
So.
Like money.
I want it like money. Yeah.
Young money.
It's Wheezy, baby.
Yeah.
That terrible little Wayne.
Wheezy, baby.
Yeah, terrible. Oh, you do Wheezy, I'll do Birdman. And look, no more talking. No.
Hey, man. Stop talking shit, give me my money.
Hey, look here, man. You put some respect on my name, man.
You need to give me my money.
No more talking. No more.
I can't be doing these Samsung commercials. Just give me my money.
I thought he was doing Microsoft commercials.
Remember the commercial where he was like pouring champagne on the phone?
I could have sworn. He wasn't doing a... Okay, so he was doing a PlayStation commercial, I think, with or a Microsoft commercial with the opposite controller in his hand. So, like, I think it was either an Xbox and he had a PlayStation controller in his hand, or he was doing a PlayStation commercial with an Xbox controller in his hand. I was like, this retarded motherfucker. He don't even know what the fuck he...
They still pay him. They still pay him.
He probably said, Mr. Lil Wayne, did you bring your PlayStation controller with you? He's like, PlayStation? I thought this was Microsoft, baby.
Man, at the end of the day, as long as it's black, it's all that matters, right?
And so they probably just said, nobody's going to be able to tell. It's fine. Yeah, and then that's the first thing we know. They're just like, wait a minute.
What the fuck? Like, this idiot. Handy.
I like the smell of this one better than the Sazerac. So yeah.
Wait. Oh no, it's my hand. Sorry.
That's definitely not.
Oh, no pun intended. Yeah, it's my hand that smells like money. Not the handy.
That ain't sausages. Sorry. Hey, I'm take first sip.
Okay, go for it. How was it?
Ooh.
You know, I won't lie to you. It has this kind of sake kind of smell.
Yeah.
Like you're going to sock it to me?
So on the finish, it doesn't burn like the Sazerac. It's actually, it only hits you on the tip of your tongue or whatever. And it's way sweeter.
Ooh, that is subtle.
Yeah, it's very subtle as fuck. Subtle. I think I like this a little bit more than the Sazerac. Huh. Oh, that ain't subtle no more.
Ooh.
Ooh, wee.
Ooh.
That ain't subtle no more.
No, it ain't. No. Okay, it doesn't hit as hard as the
as the Sazerac.
Yeah, but it's there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's there. It's there. I can feel it.
You fucking with that. Oh, wee.
Oh, no.
Mm.
I better watch out.
Ooh.
Oh, there it comes. Oh, shit. Damn. Just kicked me in my chest.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think it lit my breath on fire.
Real quick. Watch out now.
Yeah.
No open flames.
Yeah, I got that dragon breath right now. So, basically what I'm getting out of all these, we've had 5 of these now.
Mm-hmm.
They all, all the tequila tastes the same in them. There's nothing different about any of the tequila in them.
That, I can agree.
Basically, what you're getting is just literally what the title is, whatever. It's tequila aged with different types of the BTAC bourbon in it, whatever, from Buffalo Trace. And mainly what's mainly sticking out of them, which is why on part one, why the Van Winkle tasted better, because obviously Van Winkle just tastes better than Buffalo Trace bottle. I mean, right, of course, whatever. Yeah. Down, yeah. So it sticks out more. So with these or whatever, you definitely get in the Sazerac. I didn't, and the Thomas Handy, because from last year's Thomas Handy, which I've had, it definitely tastes just like that Thomas Handy.
Mm.
With that little tequila, which just has those the guava in it.
Mm. It's good. It's good. I'm speechless right now because I'm still enjoying it. It's coating every bit of my intestinal tract.
It's really hard to pinpoint on what to tell someone which one of these to buy.
Just keep it real. Just buy them all. Buy them all and then invite us over and we could taste it for you or we could have a tasting with you.
The problem is buying them all is they got to do work. People ain't trying to do no work.
God damn it.
Man, we ain't trying to do no work here, you know?
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Just find pictures of it on the internet and just tell yourself you own it.
There you go.
Yeah. Tell yourself.
Just you steal my photos over here and say, hey, we got them.
Yeah, you said we got all of them.
I'd be like, wait a minute. That'll like the Godfather Lounge.
Yeah, but you can't drink it unless you're in Compton. Wait, but you're in Chicago. Don't ask questions.
Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Don't ask questions.
C words. Yeah. Doesn't matter. So, hey.
Yeah, it's close. We're neighbors. Yeah, it's neighboring. It's not that far.
I got to go with the Handy over the Sazerac because the Handy is... even though it's not as a kicking as the Sazerac does, whatever, it's sticking more with me.
Oh, no, finished same. Or whatever. Same.
Ah. But now we're getting into the heavy hitters.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh-wee.
Man, we were on this starting lineup.
Yeah.
We're about to hit all-star, maybe Hall of Fame level.
Drop of fame real quick. Here we go. So if you had to rate these two so far right now, what'd you get? I think I'm hitting in the 2.5s.
Yeah, I have to say I agree.
I give both 2.5 drops.
Yeah.
Neither one is better or worse than the other. Kind of like the same with the Buffalo Trace for me.
Yep.
The two Buffalo Trace.
I can say if it's like a 2.
Yeah.
Two, then Cooley 2, you know.
As far as tequila goes, whatever, as much tequila as I had, these are probably some of the best tequilas I've ever had.
Man, for me, the reason why I love these bottles and how these came about. This is my, if I had to drink tequila, it's my favorite brand of tequila. I've always liked Corazon. Something about it, when I was a kid, I saw this little bottle with a little heart on it. I said, Corazon, isn't that what, that's the heart, right? So, okay, I figured it out. And I was like, yay. Fast forward, I see the bottles in, you know, liquor stores, bars and stuff. So I said, cool, Corazon. And then, yes, I heard about this collabo, but I thought it was bullshit. And then when Oscar validated it for me and he said, oh, I got them? I said, oh, no, you don't. And then when he brought it out that day, we were at the Lincoln House. Oh,
yeah.
He put all those rumors that I had in my head to bed because I thought it was just some shit that you just see on the internet. Because how much of that shit on the internet can you really believe?
I don't believe shit on the internet.
Right. So I couldn't believe it until he brought them out. I said, oh my God, this man has them. Yeah.
So here's a fun fact. I was in a music video called Corazon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So yes, age 19. Back in my youthful days when I could break dance and all that stuff. And remember when I tried to do that at the room? And
oh, yeah.
And then you said, oh, you didn't look like you fell. I said, I fell. I was like, you know why you didn't see it? Because it was dark in there. And then that's when you slid me that glass because I was so cool. Yeah, exactly. And I just fucked that off.
I was like, here's a glass. Here's your drink. You going to grab it?
No, I grabbed it and then it slipped out of my because I was sweating.
Right.
And the glass had all that condensation on it. So when you said it looked cool when you did it. And then as soon as I picked it up, it looked even cooler. And then it just, phew, and I was just like, and there goes my coolness right there.
That's a wrap. Yeah. All the mojo gone.
Yeah, all the. I remember all those girls, they just walked there. Just like, oh, girl, let's go. Yeah, I was like, God damn it.
He's clumsy. He can't take the drink.
Yeah, that just ruined the whole thing. They were the main ones egging me on. Do it. I was like,
all right.
All right, cool. And then do it. And then next thing that glass came and it just fucked that all
up. Fuck that shit. Okay.
So the handy was aged for 19 months. And the Sazerac was 24.
Wow.
So the Sazerac, which definitely you can tell, that the Sazerac's been aged a little bit longer than the Handy.
Yeah.
Because the Sazerac obviously has more of a kick to it.
Yes,
it over the does. Handy.
Yes, it does.
And I love how on the GTS, it doesn't say aged in GTS or nothing like that. Check out what it says on GTS.
Rusted. Rusted in GTS.
What is it? That sounds like some death shit. Like, yes. I tell you, like,
yeah, like did the tequila die in the fucking GTS barrels?
Yeah, like what?
Like, what?
What you mean rested? Like,
you're right. Holy shit.
That's like some Crypt Keeper shit. Yeah.
Tequila aged for 24, 19. They all have like times.
Except for that GTS. That says rested in.
Wait, does the other GTS say the same thing?
I'm not sure, but we'll find out.
Damn.
That's some Crypt Keeper shit right there, huh?
This shit. You tell me. I'm gonna go deaf.
Yeah. No, not deaf.
Deaf. Oh, I ain't gonna be able to hear.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be able to hear.
Like deaf. Like that kind of deaf. Like deaf. You know what I'm saying? Like crypto cut cut like.
Deaf.
You know what I'm saying? Crypto cut cut like. You know. So I'm gonna pop this bad boy open right now. Look at that. Feel that smoothness.
Rested.
Yeah. Oh, you're about to rest in my intestines right now.
You know when you get knocked out and you wake up, like, dang, I was well rested. In everything.
Yeah. Like when someone knocks you out, whatever, and the next you know, you wake up and be like, I needed a nap anyway. I was well rested.
And then you hear, oh!
Ooh, that was a louder pop,
though.
Yeah,
like, ooh. Yeah, because you know why? Because it's real.
It's a real cork.
It's a real cork.
It's real. Ooh, look at the spins. Look at it spinning.
Kind of reminds me of
like Leo and Kelly's buffet.
Oh no, I was gonna say Leo's Inception little thingy. It was a little spinny thingy. His little topper.
It kind of did too, actually. The little topper. Mm. Look at that.
It's wheezy, baby. Can a cork get like rotten?
Yes, it can.
Ooh,
you fucking with that?
Ooh wee.
Oh, yes.
Man, I can smell all GTS in this.
That's probably why I don't say how long it's been aging, because it's like, it's nothing but GTS.
I just smell nothing but GTS in this.
You know what? They didn't even fucking age it. They just did. You got a bottle of GTS? Pour it in this Corazon, right? Just pour it in the Corazon.
Yeah. How many of those Corazons you got? You know, just pour it in this.
Yeah.
That's, you got it. Okay, that's all we worry about.
That's probably why that shit does say rested in and not fucking, not aged in.
Because they probably just left it in there.
Holy shit, you ain't lying. Yeah, they just you don't even smell the guava in this.
It's all GTS to me. That's probably why this shit is so good that the first time I had it. I'm going in.
Well, because remember, we did a side-by-side, too, on the GTS. We were just like, holy shit, that tastes the same.
That's GTS
like a motherfucker.
There's no tequila in that.
That's not 2019 GTS though, because 2019 GTS got like more cherries on the taste, whatever stuff. This is like 2017, 2016 GTS.
Wow, that is subtle as can be. Oh my God.
That is really fucking good, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, do you feel like that little, it's like slowly kicking in? Like it's like a slow burn. It moves like with a force. It's like... yeah, drink me, bitch. Yeah, it's like it's so subtle, it's smooth and calm, and then like there's a little hiccup in the back,
like a herpes outbreak.
Yeah, like a herpes outbreak. It's like that Dave Chappelle skit, whatever. I'm the herpes. The herpes.
Yeah.
And then gonorrhea pops up and be like, hey, you're not herpes. You gonorrhea, bitch.
Hey, Dave. Hey. It's been a while.
Dirty motherfucker. Where? The crabs.
Yeah.
You got some crabs. I know every man always fears that when they scratch their balls or whatever. It's just like, oh, Lord. Oh, no, it's not going to. It's a crab. Oh. And I'd be looking at him going like, it is.
It is.
You need to get some powder.
Yeah. You might have some king crabs.
I remember before I was going to go to Brazil, whatever, the just put the long story, he just said, be careful of the crabs down there. I was just like, the what? The
crabs.
I ain't going down there now. I was like, the what?
It's funny that you say that because...
well, hold on. Before you talk, what was that?
I'm enjoying this one. Shoot this.
Yeah, this is like a nice, really sip. Second sip just taste like, though? Whatever.
Second sip tastes just as good as the first one.
It's really fucking good, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like that same episode of a certain show you just want to keep watching over and over and over again.
Ooh, that second sip kicked more of a punch, though, to it.
Oh, you're right. I just felt that.
Damn.
It just came over me.
It's just like GTS. Yeah. Actually, just like GTS.
It came over me.
The first sip you've been
but like... But it wasn't like a tequila burn?
No.
It's like
That is straight bourbon.
Yeah, that's GTS.
Like, it's funny because...
I can feel it in my throat now.
This almost should be GTS with Añejo in it instead of the other way around because the guava is, like, so secondary in the background that it's just like, it's barely even there. Absent
now. Are you sure it's just... Are you sure this might just be GTS? They just put it in a Corazón bottle?
No, GTS is way darker.
Okay.
GTS is way darker. And GTS probably gets you fucked up more.
That is true.
Yeah. The percentage on that is a little bit higher. Especially back in 2016, it was a little bit way higher. 2019 GTS is lower on percentage, but it's got a lot more flavors to it, and it's fucking delicious. You fucking with that? Wee.
Man. That was three sips right there.
That third sip burns. That third sip.
That third one, boy, it is going down.
All right, so I left a little bit left in here.
Like an inferno.
I left a little bit left in here where I'm gonna chug the last bit of this.
Okay, you do that. You do that. Because, wow, man. Boy, I could suck on those little lava rocks.
Little lava rocks of mine.
Rocks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm telling you, I felt it. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling it.
If you ever run out of mouthwash, people, just fucking gargle with this shit.
Yeah. But swallow.
Yeah. Spitters are quitters. Remember that.
Yeah, duh.
Spitters are fucking quitters. Don't you ever quit.
Don't ever spit it out.
Yeah, you swallow, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know I hear some people going like, ugh, that's gross, whatever.
That's nasty. You know what? Spit out in your hand and then put something on it. Mm-hmm. Like some seasoning salt on it.
Yeah.
Just look it back up. Slurp it back up.
Mm-hmm.
Slurp it back up.
And your man will love you forever.
Oh, man. Can I give you a wonderful little story talking about the whole action of just...
You suck somebody's dick? Tell me?
No.
Oh,
God,
yeah.
No, hell no.
I mean, you've been blacked out drunk before, so I mean, yeah. God knows what you might have done.
No, never.
That you know of.
Unfortunately, I know of. Just quite dark. Visiting a friend, as you know, I was out visiting a friend.
You sucked his dick.
No, I was at a friend's house, female.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Good. That makes the story much better.
So I was knocking out, and then I could hear this very faint gagging sound. They were like, what?
She was throwing up.
No, but it sounded like gagging. You get what I'm saying, right?
She had some company over?
Yeah. So homeboy came over right early in the morning because he had just got back from flight.
Yeah.
Boom, stopped by.
Is that her boyfriend?
You could say so. I guess, yeah, okay.
Should you be saying this story?
No, because I ain't putting no names out, so it's all good. So, boom, right?
But you already gave too much detail.
Well, obviously, shit. Well, okay, the good thing is I don't have to worry because she don't listen to this. Okay? Unless she finds out, then damn it. Oops, my bad. My bad, Jennifer.
Yes, that's her name. Yeah. Yes.
So I'm
Jennifer Añejo.
Yeah, so I'm hearing, it sounds like damn, somebody's sucking a someone sucking a dick and driving that shit down his throat like that. You know when you just take the whole fucking thing. Like,
so I'm thinking, holy no, shit. I don't know. Please explain.
Yeah. Like, well, see, for me, I never get that. I just get the tongue depressor. Like,
yeah. Three licks and you're done.
Is that enough? Is that all you want?
It's like a blow pop.
Yeah. I don't ever hear the. Oh my god, you're like a tootsie roll pop. Like I'm never gonna get back.
The first time I heard that, it creeped me out. Yeah. I was like, oh my god, what are you doing? Yeah.
So, bam. I'm hearing the sound. I'm
listening to your friend throwing up. Okay. Well, blowing up. Okay.
It's sounding like she's gagging on that D. I'm like, yo, you get it, girl. Get that shit. Do that shit for your man.
Cheering from the background.
Right? So, yeah. And boom.
Yeah, okay.
it went for a little bit, then stopped. It went for a little bit, then stopped. And it went for a little bit. I'm like, god damn, how long is she sucking that D? I'm like, man, she is killing that shit. Yeah,
trooper.
Like a
boss.
Yeah, like a boss. Like she was sucking like the antidote was in it.
She was sucking like she had diabetes and like, that shit was insulin.
Yep, or like she had throat cancer and that was the cure.
Ooh, you know? That was the radiation cure. Okay.
So I'm thinking, wow, okay. So it kind of got to me. I'm like, damn, she is sucking that thing. I roll over. It wasn't her. It was the fucking cat trying to cough up a hairball.
Oh, that story just got depressing.
I don't know, but it's sad, but I couldn't tell. I was like, what the fuck is that sound?
Man, we know where your mind is at now. You know your mind is
at. No, because the cat was, the volume was so subtle.
Do me a favor. Send this to your friend.
Oh, she already knows. I already told her.
Send this to her.
I did.
Oh, no, this episode.
I will.
Yeah. Okay. Send this to her. I am so, I cannot wait.
Well, because I was late this way. And the sound's coming from that.
Let me tell you what the audience looks like right about now. You and they like they were doing this. They were like, yeah, tell me more. And then when you just finished that story, they said, the fuck? Okay, shut that motherfucker
this
up.
No, motherfucker.
Yeah. Your story's done now. That just got, I ain't gonna lie, even I had a boner and I just lost it.
I was excited for her.
And meanwhile, the bestiality motherfucker would be like, so what did that cat do?
Yeah, what did that cat do? did the cat finish?
Yeah.
Did the cat go?
Did the cat finish?
Did the cat throw up that fur ball?
Like, let me know.
I'm not like, joking. From what I know, no. When I'm I looked like, over, eventually the cat stopped the loop.
I'm like, Joe, I want to know.
And it went away.
Please. Oh, so tell me more then. Tell me more.
Well, I was a little excited for her. I was like, you go, girl. You do that shit. And then, yeah. And then when I realized
it was the fucking... So the other GTS says it was aged for 22 months. It doesn't say no rested in shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Wow.
Oh, shit, baby. You might have put this away.
That might be can special. You, actually, yeah. I'm going to say.
Can you wrap that back up?
Yeah. Hold on. We're going to wait. Oh, let me use one of these tops right here.
That's okay. We'll just get some.
You know, it's funny because.
We'll just wax seal it.
Because the top wasn't even that really that tied onto it either. It was loose as fuck.
But it popped off though, right?
Yeah. I tore it off.
It's all right.
It's like Christina. We're going to save that one then. That might be a special one. That shit says rested in. That one says 22 months.
Well, it's the same. It just happened to be just different writing.
Well, whatever it may be.
F you.
It's time. Dun, 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 dun. It's time to get into the William LaRue. Well, we got a little medallion. Like, might as well flash some damn body. Yeah. We got a little medallion on him and shit like that. Somebody's like, no, go back to the jerk off story, please.
Go back to the kitty cat.
Tell me about that kitty cat. So you fucked the cat, didn't you? You fucked it, right? And it was good, didn't you? You like it, didn't you? You nasty bastard, you. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, all the people that's listening in jail, they like,
man, you ruined it, motherfucker.
You brought that cat involved, whatever.
The cat.
And you know there's that one guy out there. There's always that one. He's like, did the cat lick your ass?
He's talking like, yeah, at least it was pussy, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it was pussy. Pussy is pussy.
As long as
oh, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, meanwhile, your friend is just like, that's true. I really was sucking the dick. You so stupid. You thought that was a cat. I told that. I trained that cat that at the perfect timing. Boyfriend snuck out the window. You didn't even see him.
Yeah. Oh, no. I thought.
I take a dick and a smile any day over you.
What the fuck is that sound? I'm like,
Here, I'll tell you what that sound
is. Are you? Yeah.
Oh, that was weak as fuck.
I wanted to do that again.
It just came off, dude. Like,
did it? Oh.
Here, you want to try it now?
That's so, like, underwhelming. Yeah, that's so underwhelming.
That was weak.
Oh.
It smelled good, though. Don't shut that goddamn dog up,
You know what it smells like? It
smells like some pussy juice.
No, it smells like dookie water.
Ooh, yeah. Like cat Doogie water?
Like Doogie, like you know, like
when damn, it does smell. Like what
water.
The fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. Make that carcass bag.
That smells like Mexico's Doogie water though, too. Like you ever?
You go somewhere with that? Shit. You have enough toilet paper in there?
Yeah. Of course. Corazon, single barrel, añejo,
LaRue.
Exclusively in a world-class bourbon barrel aged in tequila, 40% alcohol, aged in William LaRue Weller Bella, and Cypress Craft Beer and Liquor Store Pick, which is also the home of Pillow Talk Whiskey, started by yours truly, the godfather of whiskey.
Damn, that's a plug.
Hey, well, you know,
yeah.
There's like three cases left, so buy them.
Love that shit then, if you can.
That shit looks like water, hold on.
You might want to put a little bit more in there.
Maybe I don't. I don't know.
Maybe you might put a little.
After that cork pop, I'm not there really that much excited now. There you go. I'll give you a little bit more.
Okay.
That cork pop was weak as fuck, though.
Ooh.
I did not like that cork pop at all.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think it's because it's a different bottle.
I've had people tell me, yeah, because you know what? It's always about the long stem, too. Yeah. It's got a lot more condensation room to get that air pop.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas this one or whatever, it's like a little nub, you know? It's like a little nub. It's like, fuck me with your nub, you know? Right, it's exactly. Like that. Whereas this one, it's just like, give me.
This is like a cavernous vagina. This is more like, it's just right there.
It's like that scene in that movie where it's like, fuck me harder. Say it again. That's why you gotta get an interracial girlfriend or man, people out there, whatever. Because you can do little role play moments like that, whatever stuff. Exactly. You never, especially if you're a black man and a white woman, you gotta play OJ.
Oh
yeah, you gotta do it. You show up in the kitchen with a knife and shit and be like, you know, this shit. Leave the one glove down. Have your friend come over and pretend he's a cop and shit. Me, one of them be Furman
or something like that. or take it back, take it to way back to like roots.
Especially if your friend got like a Japanese Akita dog.
Oh shit.
You use that dog. You can do the whole trial over too, whatever stuff. Pretend like Nicole's still alive.
Yeah.
That's probably fucked up. Don't talk about Nicole like that. She was a beautiful human being. You don't even know her. She's dead. You get hints of that little ruin there. But if that dog don't shut the fuck up, that dog gonna be a Japanese Akita soon.
Well, if the dog don't quiet up, it's gonna become dinner.
That's true. We got a Korean in the house right now.
Yeah,
so,
boy.
Don't cook that. You've been, I noticed you've been looking out that window for the longest, too. Like that dog looked beefy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, and now.
Is that dog very, very muscular and athletic?
Yeah.
Run a lot?
Yeah, it does run a lot. Ooh. That's the only time Koreans are fast.
That's
going to
be be some Kobe.
Yeah, some Kobe beef. Yeah. You and your cousin Christina, y'all can get together and just chop it up in pieces.
Oh, yeah, we
waste
time.
Yeah. You and prolonging the Kim dynasty.
Of course, that's how we roll.
Her father is like running Korea right now, so it makes sense, you know. It's probably your great uncle.
Yeah. Make it sound. Man, this is actually really good.
This is really good. Yeah. You know what I've noticed about these tequilas now? They are such spring drinks.
Yeah.
They're like just sit on the porch. Honestly, these are like barbecue tequilas. Like I can drink these at barbecues. And I never thought of tequila with barbecue. Whatever. I always think of bourbon, whatever. But like I can definitely be on the patio set while grilling some meat.
Yeah.
While beating my meat.
Exactly.
And then, you know, watching Yoon fuck with a cat.
Or listen to sounds of a cat gagging.
Sure, Yoon. That's how you got out of snitching on your friend sucking D, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, okay. Sure.
Yep, exactly.
Girl, hey, don't listen to him. You suck your thing, okay? Sure. Yeah. Did she swallow?
I don't know.
Oh.
But the cat didn't throw up.
Okay. You may be a friend of Yoon, but you are no longer a friend of mine. You did not swallow. And if you don't swallow?
I don't know if she was dead, you know, jamming that D down her throat.
Yeah, you need to
But swap. I know for a fact that cat was trying to fucking yak his brains out.
That cat was probably looking at you the whole time.
It was.
Yeah,
it was.
That cat was like, he was like, oh, he's turning me on right now. I can't remember the last time a Korean was in this house.
I could tell it was the cat because it had that arch in its back and you could tell it was trying to yak its brains out.
Oh, now you can tell it's the cat.
Oh, no, I knew it was the cat.
I knew
it was the cat because I rolled over and I could see the cat like trying to throw up and like, you could see it trying to get it out. That's when I knew he was
you the sure cop. You sure it wasn't dark and it was her?
It was like 6 in the morning, yo.
It was still dark.
No.
It was dark. You sure it wasn't her?
6 in the morning.
Like, but for the sake of this story, like this. For the sake of this story, we're just going to say it was her then because your story it got lame after with the
cop. How did it get lame?
Yeah, it was much hotter and better.
I know. I thought it was badass.
Yeah, so we're going to leave it that way or whatever. So we're going to edit that part out or whatever and we're just going to be like, it was going to be like that poem. We're like, good evening, last drop.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, and she was sucking that thang.
Yeah. When I turned around, she was
thang.
It was a thang in her mouth. Like, God damn it. He bleeped all of my shit out. Not once is there a mention of a cat in the video or in the podcast or in anything.
There's people on planes right now listening to you, and they were getting their hand. They was like, yeah. Stewardess, can I get another blanket, please?
Yes. do you have any wet naps?
Yes. Yeah. And
like a moist towel.
And possibly a Xanax, please, whatever. So I'm feeling lucky tonight.
Oh, man.
Oh, this got all the guava in it.
Man, this makes you feel randy.
I like how both of our legs went up and shit and just crossed over like we're all chilling now and comfortable.
This is a good subtle part of Titty Bar. You know, you can just hang out, watch a toe swing.
Not for you, but for other people, yes. Yeah, because you would lose your goddamn mind and go like, yes, that one, please. $2,000 on that one, please. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I know her. I've met her before.
Yeah, I met her.
So I'm going to give her the $3,000.
Yes. I follow her on Instagram.
Yes. She helped me make a story.
Yeah. She told me about the whole kitty cat thing.
She was the kitty cat. Yes.
We were at a hookah bar together and we conjured up the story.
So who's the winner out of the four?
Man, I have to say the GTS was fucking delicious.
Yeah, I think the GTS wins. I'll go GTS, William LaRue Weller. The Sazerac is stronger, but I'm gonna go Handy over Sazerac, then I go Sazerac.
I have to agree with you. I will ride that train with you. Yeah.
So GTS getting the last drop for me. That drink was perfect.
Yeah, I would say GTS gets the last drop. I'd say a very distant, like very, very close.
I would say 3.5, but it's damn near sneaking up on a last drop. I ain't gonna lie.
This could be because put a little call it a day.
I'll tell you what, I bet these make some bomb ass margaritas.
Or something.
Yeah, whatever the fuck you use tequila to make with.
But I wouldn't want to mix these.
Yeah, but someone else would.
Yeah.
We alcoholics. There's a big difference here, so.
Yeah, I don't want to mix that. I remember I had one of these.
I would mix the Buffalo Trace one since they're so light.
That's what I had. I was visiting Tim in Arizona.
Yeah, you told me you had.
I had one there. They had like three of them there. Mm. I couldn't believe it. And they looked like this. They looked like no one ever touched it.
Yeah.
Like you could tell someone had just tasted it or something. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, all of them were full. And I walked around the bar and saw it. I said, GTS.
I can't believe.
On the rocks, please.
I can't believe you just name dropped the three-letter name like that, man. He was like, I like to live in the shadows, baby. And he just put his name all out there. Yeah. Now he's like, damn it, I'm famous now.
Yeah. I was like, GTS.
I'm not talking about GTS. I'm talking about the Mr. T.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, GTS. GTS.
Mr. Tim himself.
Yeah, GTS, please.
Tim, listen to these?
No. No, because if he did, I'd probably get fired. Fire me.
I feel like all this moving you've been doing, that tequila's getting to you.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Because your ass haven't sat still. I noticed you have not faced this way or towards this mic like almost the whole damn show. Your head has been turned this way, looking out that window. You really are checking that dog out, huh?
I am.
You looking for some Kung Pao chicken tonight or something?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I love me some bitches.
Yeah.
I love you some bitches.
Yeah.
Yes, I love
What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why you gotta say it like short?
Bitch. Yeah.
Well, sir.
Love me some bitches.
That concludes.
Wait, already?
Yeah.
Damn, has it been an hour?
It's been 53 minutes now.
50? Damn, we went fast.
Man, that concludes not only the show, but that also concludes our hunt for these tequilas. That includes the drinking part. I mean,
the journey of this, the work.
And when we collected them, the journey was, we're gonna do this for a show now. Whatever.
Oh, man, but I have to say, for the listeners, man, I gotta give you mad props because this show would not been possible with the help of my man, because he got everything except the Buffalo Trace.
Yeah,
everything. He found everything. I just got lucky and happened to find the Buffalo Trace one, which is the only bottle.
I found the Buffalo Trace. I just didn't give a fuck about it.
That one, but he found everything else. So thanks to my man, because without it, we wouldn't have had these two wonderful shows and have all this deliciousness.
Well, the real thanks
sitting in the house. Mm-hmm.
The real thanks goes to Oscar for that. To be honest, I mean, yes, he was the one that kind of implemented the whole idea. Whatever
he birthed this whole idea, the concept of maybe we can get our own too.
Yeah, I don't even. Literally, it must have been like a week or two after that, the Liquor Mart Whittier said they had three of them. And I was just like,
let's get it.
Holy shit, I need to go grab them then. Whatever. And I was like, we're probably just going to get these three here.
Let's get it.
So Oscar gets more of the credit than anybody, because we would never even thought about looking for these or even trying to put these together, nothing like that. And sure enough, what I love about it, though, is now everybody always sends me messages now saying, hey, they have this one. You want to go guess it? Motherfucker, I got two sets of those already.
Already?
Yeah, you behind on the game, baby.
Already.
You way behind on the game.
You slacking on your pimpin', baby.
You slacking, baby.
Turn it up.
I don't need no fucking Sazerac. I got two of them, bitch.
Yeah,
where you at? People be sending me messages all the time about that. Be like, ooh, they got this one. I be like, bitch.
Got it.
I got it. Yeah, bitch. Yeah. I got to have it. Yeah.
She called my man. Or is it Ariana Grande?
Damn straight, whatever. Yeah. Shit.
I got it. I have it.
Yeah. Just like Ariana Grande. But anyway, though, so Oscar and the Leaking House, they get more of the credit on that one, whatever, because they implement. Now, the next idea for me is to finish my collection of the BTAC bourbon or whatever and do the side-by-side comparisons or whatever. That might take me a little bit longer, but, you know.
Is that the idea of getting that cheap drink?
There ain't no cheap drink with BTAC.
I'm not talking about that cheap.
Well, I'm talking about BTAC, motherfucking shit. Well, then you shut the fuck up, then I'm talking about shit. Yeah. I'm talking about grabbing all the BTACs, whatever, and mixing and matching them with the tequilas here, whatever. And that's my fucking goal now for the next one. That's going to take a little bit longer right there, whatever. Your dog just got ran over.
Dinner!
And we just lost you. He went to go pick it up. Oh, no, it's even better now. Now you don't have to kill it.
That's true.
Yeah, it's already dead.
Roadkill.
Yeah. So it's even tastier. It's like barbecue.
Okay, would that be wrong if I ever got a dog and I named it Roadkill?
No.
Okay.
Because
now, would it be even worse?
When you think of dogs, you don't think of roadkill. You think of squirrels and shit like that.
Okay, what if I got a dog and I named it Dinner?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, every time I came home after work, I'd be like, come here, Dinner!
Guess what
time it is? It's dinner time! Oh, come here!
You should get a cat and just name it Poussey.
I could.
Yeah, Poussey. Yeah,
Poussey?
And be like, it's French.
Yeah.
Poussey. Pousey. Poussey.
What if I called it something else? Like,
bitch.
Punani? Punani.
Yeah, it's too long.
Punani.
Might not rely to it. Whatever.
Punani?
You just go Punan.
Punan.
Yeah.
Punani.
Punan, come on.
Punani.
Punan. Yeah.
No, Punani. Punani. Yeah. If you say it really fast, it won't make sense. Punani.
Did your sister have any pets?
Nah.
Your mother have any pets?
Nah. Yeah, us.
That's true. Yeah. Anyway, though, people, so we're going to get out of here now. Yeah. So, as we always do on here, obviously, this is the Godfather Lounge. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB, even though we're drinking tequila. And this is the Godfather of...
That guy.
Yeah, that's right, right there.
That guy.
You're that guy, yeah.
That guy.
Because you know, you're that guy that's going to finish the dog off in there.
Oh, I know. I'm going to pick it up.
Get some biscuits in there.
Anybody want some leftovers? Yeah, I got some. Nah, we're going to make some shit.
As soon as I belched, I just felt like guava. Okay, that's all it tastes or whatever. So... Livers will never be the same, glasses will never be dry, and...
The space between your legs will be so, so wet. Oh. Touch it.
Toast me, motherfucker! Shit!
God damn it, give me a minute!
Shit! God damn!
I think you broke it.
No, I didn't.